What's up, bros?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Yo, dog.
That's honestly probably the most normal intro you've ever done.
He's not done yet.
I tried very hard to throw some flavor on that one. Really, really hard.
That's pretty good. I can you tell people who you are and what we're doing here? And
welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 91.
Thank you.
I'm Charles.
Now you can be a jackass. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Lester.
Are you?
I'm Lester now.
Creepy Uncle Lester?
Because I weigh less now, so I'm less.
You're less Chester?
I'm less Chester.
Okay.
I'm Lester now.
I thought you were going for a Lester the Unlikely reference there.
Nope.
I just thought you forgot your name. You were bitching earlier about they gave you too many shots last night.
I didn't have too many shots last night. I'm feeling better now, though.
All right, that's good.
Feeling better now?
You got more liquor in you.
I've got some vodka and some Monster Energy in me and some ibuprofen.
Keep going.
Feeling good. Feeling good. And some root beer glaze.
All right.
Boy. So here we are, episode 91.
91.
Yeah.
Talking Doom today.
Yeah.
Talking Doom today.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good episode.
Right? Talking about Doom. It's going
to be
fucking amazing.
Am I supposed to be the main character here and keep this thing moving?
So, let's plug ourselves real quick.
Okay.
Like we always do.
Go ahead.
We'll get it out at the top of the episode.
Great.
Visit our website, casualcowards.com. Mm-hmm. We've got links to all of our episodes, all of our YouTube videos. We've got a little Amazon affiliate link there that you can follow to help us make money. Our account is almost up to $2.
Holy shit.
We've made almost $2 from
Amazon.
You're affiliates.
Welcome.
That's massive.
And we also have the Google ad on there. You can click on that. I didn't tell you that. I did not tell you to click on that.
Don't do that. You're going to get us in trouble.
Yeah, do not click on those ads.
I would never tell you to do that, ever.
Our Google AdSense account is also almost up to $2.
Hey, man.
Boy.
Doubled. Our profits.
Double.
All in one quarter.
We can almost afford a quarter pounder.
With or without cheese?
Well, no, not cheese yet. We can't afford the cheese.
Okay. Got something to aspire to.
Also, subscribe to our Twitter, @CasualCowards, so you can find out when we're tweeting.
Basically,
things.
So you can talk to me while I'm at my day job.
Right?
Pretty much. That's how that works.
Just so you know when we're live streaming or when we post new videos. And so you can banter with Ryan. He's abusive. If you like being abused, talk to Ryan on Twitter.
Mean.
Oh, because I'm at work and I'm not happy.
Find us on YouTube where all our videos are. Just search Casual Cowards. Find us on Twitch, @Casual_Cowards.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't been twitching this week because...
Sounds like a good thing, man.
I took my pills.
The seizures have finally stopped.
Lost the twitch. And find us next week at Comic-Con. Is that next week or is that in two weeks?
That is next week, man.
Next week we'll be at Phoenix Comic-Con dressed as pirates and singing shanties and getting shit-faced.
That's true.
Speaking of, did you get the shanty?
What shanty? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the tune is supposed to be. Did he sing it for you by any chance?
No.
Our friend Grandmaster C wrote a shanty for us.
I need you to. Did you share that with me yet? I can probably find a song or some kind of tune to sing it to.
Okay. So he said he had a shanty he found on YouTube in mind, but he couldn't find it when I asked him for it. So
yeah,
we'll maybe just make up our own tune or something. And that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And
probably got what 10 or 12 songs picked out. We'll be singing throughout the day. I'll have some lyrics sheets if you guys want to come over and sing with us.
Join us.
If you look old enough, I'll probably give you some liquor. Maybe.
Maybe.
And if you look old enough, Chester might liquor.
We're not made of money, and you people are not helping us make money. Buy us a drink. Fuck.
Well, how this will work? If you check out and you're old enough, Ryan buys the liquor, then Chester licks her.
Yeah. Done.
There you go.
There you go.
Little quid pro quo.
Fucking A, little QPQ.
Yeah, man. That's how it works. That's what makes the world go around.
I like it.
If we're going to do the round robin anytime soon,
I'll lick it.
You can just skip me.
That's why we never ask you what you've been up to.
So, Ryan, what have you been up to?
Working, man. Working and
working that ass.
Cut some fucking cut tree down in the backyard. Yeah. Most of it.
Yeah. Well, you were worried about your house exploding, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
So the wind comes from the south here. Okay. I live on the edge of the desert, and there's a big ass tree in my backyard, and it's leaning toward the house.
Okay, that's probably not good.
So we cut off the half leaning towards the house, and now my backyard is just filled with tree.
All right. That's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
Tree or trees?
Tree.
Tree.
Just one.
The week before, I played Little Mass Effect. Man, that's gonna take me a year to get through. I'll get through it eventually.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah, when the new one comes out.
I haven't been up to much gaming. I've been playing Doom to prepare for this episode. I didn't finish it, though. A little longer than I
expected. Surprisingly long.
Yeah. It's really fun. Good game. We'll get into that, of course, later.
Yeah. It's a little tease.
Went to two movies. I go to a movie every Thursday. It's been 2 weeks.
All right.
So I've seen two movies. I went to the new King Arthur movie.
Okay.
Which everyone is shitting all over. But I went in expecting it to be the worst thing ever, and I was not disappointed. It didn't hate it. I did not hate it.
Okay, that's always good.
In fact, I forgot. I made a little list while I was watching it of things to talk about.
I heard it wasn't terrible, but there was a lot of like references that were a little too modern for the movie.
It's a Guy Ritchie film.
Yeah. Oh, it was a little anachronistic. Okay.
So, you know, when I was watching it, the opening credits... Can you get all three of us in there? Nice. Good selfie, buddy.
Nice. Yeah.
Middle of the... Perfect. Timing. Totally derailed me. Okay, Guy Ritchie. So I was watching... I didn't realize it was a Guy Ritchie film before I saw it.
Oh, okay.
During the opening credits, I saw, Guy Ritchie, no shit. Okay, so maybe this will be kind of fun. It won't have anything to do with King Arthur, but right. It'll be a fun movie. Right.
All of a sudden, they'll be in modern London.
Right.
Vinnie Jones will be here for no reason.
So I've always been a big fan of the King Arthur mythology.
Okay.
And during the opening, just they have a little like paragraph of what's happening.
Okay.
And I read that and I was like, oh, okay, so this has nothing to do with actual mythology. This is totally a new story.
Okay.
I will let go all my expectations and just enjoy this for what it is.
It's so
a fantasy story.
They let you know up front, like, fuck all the other shit, basically?
No. If you are not familiar with mythology, then that little blurb you might take for actual part of the mythology.
Okay.
But because I am familiar, I was like, well, that character didn't live before King Arthur. He was King Arthur's opponent, not his father's opponent.
Oh, okay. So they shift things around a bit.
They just kind of shuffle the characters a little bit.
Okay.
But, So there was that, and then the first scene starts with a, like, 30-story tall elephant.
Right.
Stomping on dudes.
Tight.
So
I need to see
within, like, 30 seconds of the movie, I was like, okay.
All right, I'm down.
This is just going to be a fun fantasy nonsense movie.
Okay.
By Guy Ritchie.
Okay, I'm actually down for that.
So it had three heists scenes. Not actual heists, but you know the Guy Ritchie-style heist scene?
Yeah.
They tell you, all right, here's what's going to happen.
Right. It's going to happen.
As they show you it happening.
Yeah.
And, of course, nothing goes wrong. Everything plays out exactly as they describe it's going to happen.
And even when it goes wrong, it's actually right.
Right? Yeah. Three different scenes where that happens.
Dude, I need to see this fucking movie.
Two different montages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, does he do the slow-mo thing like he does in Sherlock Holmes?
Where he's, like, thinking about what's going to happen. Yeah. Is it? No. I don't know.
How thick are the English accents?
Kind of thick. I mean, they're well. Isn't
let's just say I stopped.
Isn't Charlie Hunnam Australian?
I stopped watching.
I think he is. I think
Sherlock Holmes because the accents were too thick for me.
Fuck
the
dude.
TV show.
No, the
movies.
The movies.
The movies.
Dude, the movies are fucking great.
They're good.
I
movies.
Couldn't. I'm like, I
dude. They're fucking amazing.
I need subtitles. Yeah. Just speaking English, and I need subtitles.
I remember kind of thinking the same thing. It was a little thick.
Yeah.
But it also featured, they didn't call them this, but it did feature rodents of unusual size.
Nice. Okay.
During one of the montages.
All right.
King Arthur had to fight some giant rodents.
Sword-fighting montage.
There was an Asian kung fu master.
All right.
Guess what his name was?
Wang?
George.
Oh, yeah. Remembers the great kung fu master George from the story of King Arthur. Right.
Well, fuck yeah, man.
Let's see. Sir Bedivere was a black man.
Okay.
Were there black people in England back then?
I don't.
The Moors?
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
Okay, I'll buy it.
But I don't think
it.
They were allowed named to be Sir Bedivere.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a knight yet. He was just Bedivere. All
right.
But he was one of King Arthur's besties.
All right.
They showed a kind of a skyline of Londinium, ancient London.
I swear to God, if it has the fucking giant Ferris wheel
in it. My headphones just cut out again. No, it actually had the Roman Colosseum. About a quarter of a mile from the London Bridge was giant Colosseum.
Oh, dude. Oh, okay.
Merlin was mentioned several times, but was never seen on camera.
Okay.
Wait, they never
show Merlin.
Really?
Well, that's from what I, well, not to interrupt, but from what I understand, this was mainly set up for a series of movies.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. which is one of the points, they could make a prequel.
Yeah.
About his father, Uther, and how he got the sword.
Uthar?
Yeah, Uther Pendragon.
Uther Pendragon was King Arthur's father.
Okay, I'm not too...
So they could make a film about him, which would be pretty good. That was Eric Bana played the father.
Yeah, I think we got our...
But he was a total fucking badass during the opening scene.
I think we got a Russian hacker in here, bro.
And then, I still don't have any audio in my headset.
He's doing it.
What else? Oh, so it was called King Arthur, The Legend of the Sword, but they never mentioned the word Excalibur once.
Okay.
So I'm assuming someone else owns the rights to that word.
Probably. I can see that.
Parts of the ending felt like a bad Tool video. With the Tool style music.
Hey, there aren't any bad Tool videos, Chester.
There is now. It's called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. So it had that kind of Tool style music, plus there was like a giant CGI snake for some reason.
Okay.
So it's like, it felt... There, I got audio in my headset back. Thank you. And it's gone.
Come on, bro!
Damn it!
Okay, and then the two best lines in the movie. After King Arthur defeats the bad guy.
Okay.
He says...
No, I don't have any audio.
He says the line, "You make sense of the devil."
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Don't
ask me why or what it
means. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. All right.
And then at the very end... When he's now the king, he's defeated his enemy. He's now the king. They're in a big room. And what are you pointing at?
To plug into his.
Plug into his headset thing?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the dual jack?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the dual jacks, bro.
And then, okay.
Anyways.
So in the final scene, he's in a big conference room with... I lost my train of thought.
He's in a big conference room.
Big conference room with the round table, right? He just moved it in. It's covered in a big sheet. And the Sir Bedivere and Sir George and his other friends are there. And they're like, "Oh, what's this? Oh, did you drag this in here yourself? How'd you get this in here?" And they're joking. And he pulls the sheet off and he says, this is the last line of the entire movie. Definitely one jacket. He says, "It's a table. You sit at it."
Oh my!
End credits.
Oh man, I need to see this movie.
It's a fun movie.
Fucking immediately.
It's a fun movie.
I'm with it. Okay,
I enjoyed it. Right, I was just laughing.
So, quick question for you then.
I was drunk too.
Like, so you're into the Arthurian legend.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you've seen other King Arthur movies,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had to grade it on the scale, because you got like four major ones, you got this. Excalibur, mm-hmm. First Knight, and King Arthur, the one with fucking, can't name his name right now, the dude from Children of Men.
I know who you're talking about.
There. What about Children of Bodom?
But I take it you've seen all these movies then.
Yeah.
What's Children
of
Men?
So let's throw them on the scale, bro.
Where does this one fit in on the scale? I don't know. It's been so long since I've watched these other movies. I would say Excalibur's probably... The best.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Sean Connery.
No, that's First Knight. There's Sean Connery in it.
He was in Excalibur 2, wasn't he?
Nah, man. It was mostly unknowns.
First Knight was more about Lancelot, though.
Yeah.
And him banging Guinevere.
And it had Bryan Adams music.
What a slut. What?
That's right.
I thought that was Robin Hood.
That was Robin Hood and
Tell
First Night.
Have you ever really,
really
loved a woman?
Was that Robin Hood or was that First Night?
It was both, bro.
It's the only Bryan Adams song I know. So, where is it on the scale? Well, out of the five, I would say it's probably number five.
Because it's the fifth one.
All the King Arthur movies are kind of terrible.
But Excalibur's pretty good.
Excalibur's the best
one. I fucking
one.
Love Excalibur.
That's number one on the
I
list.
Love that movie.
Oh, shit. Richard Gere was in First Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Lancelot.
Finally.
Of the lake.
He was Lancelot. And who the fuck played Arthur in that movie? I fucking forget.
Sean Connery.
It was Sean Connery.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected.
There you go.
Sean Connery's in... No, okay, I'm thinking of the very end of the Robin Hood movie. Because he shows up at the very fucking end.
Is he King Richard?
Yeah, dude. Like, okay. He shows up, literally the last 5 minutes of that fucking movie. It's like, yo, I'm Sean Connery, but really? I'm King Richard? But not really, I'm Sean Connery.
Okay, Excalibur has starred Nigel Terry as Arthur.
Yeah.
I dude, love that guy.
I've watched that movie so many fucking times, it's not even funny, man.
Big fan of Nigel Terry.
Seriously?
Dude, I fucking love that
I don't
movie.
Think I've ever
That's
seen it.
That's the best one.
It really is. Like, it's really good.
Oh, Liam Neeson was in that.
Now, if Stallone
really?
Made an Arthur
he
movie,
he was Gawain.
I'd watch the fuck out of it.
If Stallone made one.
Have you seen his latest work?
Yeah.
Tecate commercials?
Does he do? I don't know. I don't have the cable.
Yeah, he's endorsing
specifically
Tecate.
Specifically for that purpose
oh,
now.
Man. And then last night I saw Alien Covenant.
All right.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Way better than Prometheus.
I liked Prometheus, though.
I liked it, too, but it had a lot of plot holes, and it was kind of boring at times. This was a fucking great movie, start to finish. It pretty much kind of tells you what happened in Prometheus, so you don't necessarily need to watch that if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
But this was great. There was a scene with Michael Fassbender where I seriously wanted to shout out. It was a packed theater, so I didn't, but I wanted to go, Assassino! Because he shows up in a fucking, like, hooded, like, robe.
Oh, god damn it.
And I was just like, Assassino!
God fucking damn it.
Assassin!
Right? I knew it was him.
Oh.
But I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't take notes because it was a full theater, and I didn't want to have my phone out during the movie.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
Whereas when I saw King Arthur, it was like two other people in the whole theater.
Yeah, because that movie kind of flopped.
On opening night? Yeah, I did.
But it had Charlie Hunnam in it, and he's a hot boy.
Well, granted, they had King Arthur in six theaters, three 3D and three non, and I went to the non-3D showing because the time worked better for me. Yeah. So the 3D showings might have been packed.
Nah, man, they weren't.
But the latest showing of the 2D was not. Whereas they only showed Alien Covenant in three theaters, and it was not in 3D at all at the theater. So the showing, it was packed. But I liked it a lot. It was a fun movie. It was fucking scary as shit.
Doesn't say it wasn't intense. Like,
it was intense.
Yeah.
There were scenes where I was just like...
I know it's there.
Right, but it's a prequel, so it's kind of predictable because you know where things are going to go. You know how it's going to end up.
Did the black guy die first?
There was not a black guy. There was a black girl.
Did she die first?
She died second.
Okay. Ooh, okay. But did she have the most terrible death?
It was pretty vicious.
I was going to say, like, black folks either die first or we have the most fucked up death.
It was pretty vicious. Danny McBride?
Yeah, that's what Dirk just asked in the chat.
I really wanted more comic relief from him.
But how?
Oh, no, this is a serious
movie,
bro. Did
he die and how bad was it?
He didn't die.
Oh, no.
Spoilers, bro.
I thought because he was the comic relief, he would be one of the last to die.
Yeah.
But he wasn't comic relief, and he didn't die.
All right. Maybe this is his serious movie. He's trying to make a serious turn, bro.
He's good, man. I like him.
He's actually not a bad actor.
Yeah. It's just that he usually plays the same ridiculous, self-centered piece of shit character. That's what we're used to. Which is probably not far from who he really is.
No, by all accounts, he's actually a really cool dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
I would love to meet him. Danny McBride, if you're listening.
Hey, bro.
Get at me.
Come down to Phoenix Comic Con. We'll hang out.
Yeah, dude.
He can buy me a drink.
We'll be some fat guys dressed like pirates.
Fuck.
But yeah, good movie. Check it out.
I believe I will.
I didn't have anything to really pick apart like I did King Arthur.
Yeah.
Because it was too intense. I was just the whole movie. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like,
thriller ride.
Charles.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
What'd you do? What you do?
Play some more Mass Effect.
Yeah, again, huh? Yeah. You're in your third playthrough now?
No, I'm finishing up the second playthrough. I probably am going to do a third playthrough, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it have the Paragon levels? Or
no.
There's no, like, good or evil?
No. There's okay. no good or evil. Like, they have the responses split up. Mm-hmm. So there's a professional response, a sarcastic response.
A romantic
response. An emotional response. A romantic one for if it's somebody that you can try to nail. Mm-hmm. And then I forget what the fourth one is. But there's no Paragon or Renegade.
Did you say the rational one? There was like the rational
yeah,
one.
Yeah, rational.
Like the joking one.
Yeah.
Like a sarcastic kind of response. So there was those were the main two that were almost always on there.
Yeah. But like they give you enough, you know, customization with your responses to make your guy you or your lady you.
Mm-hmm.
But like it's I think it's great that there's no Paragon and Renegade scale. Because with that, like you felt like you had to just keep going in one direction.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would fuck up your entire playthrough.
That's a lot of whiskey.
That was how my last Coke was. Like I was pouring it, and I was like, oh, shit, this is half whiskey. I'm already committed.
So, fucking A.
Thanks, Evan Williams.
Put some more ice cubes in there.
Fuck, man. But I've been playing that. I started playing a couple games to see if maybe there would be our next subject for our show.
Yeah.
I started playing Tales from the Borderlands.
What do you think?
It's all right,
but
some personal issues.
Well, you hate Chris Hardwick.
Fucking hate that son of a
bitch. Is he one of the main characters?
He's one of the main fucking characters.
He's one of my personal heroes.
God fucking damn it.
I don't hate Chris Hardwick. Like, I don't know why you
okay,
do.
Okay, so here's the thing. Not only is Chris Hardwick in it, but Chris Hardwick does the worst fucking voice acting in this goddamn thing.
Worse than Dinklage? The Dinklebot?
I believe that.
It's even worse than the Dink, bro.
Because he's not a voice actor.
He's so not, man.
He's not even an actor.
He's not. And it fucking shows.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good actor. He was on Singled Out that whole time, and he pretended like he liked Jenny McCarthy.
He pretended not to hate his life during that. He did pretty good. He didn't. You could tell he hated it.
As he will gladly tell you multiple times, he was drunk the entire time. So
I believe that. I believe that.
But yeah, like
you're right there, bud.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
He doesn't drink anymore, so I think he may have had a drinking problem back then.
I drink all the time. Did. Oh,
we're talking about Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick has like one redeeming quality about him.
Yeah.
He's on the intro and outro to one of my favorite albums of all time.
What's that?
It's The Minstrel Show by a rap group called Little Brother.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, and he's on that?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
But been playing that.
Do you not want to do that for our next episode?
I mean, we have to figure it out.
We got to do something.
I mean, I figure that's something that's
we'll figure that out easy for after the show.
Yeah.
Great.
But been playing some New Doom.
New Doom's fun, man.
It's a fucking great game.
That's new with an NU.
It looked really cool when I watched Chester play it. It's all just darkness and red.
It's like, too intense for your sensitive eye.
Yeah, I'm just sensitive eye. I'm watching Chester play it, and I'm just like, man, there is just all it's just all darkness and red. Yeah, I mean, it's Mars, obviously. It's all darkness and red, but just like
and demons and
fuck, I can't have no idea what's going on. And then like he's getting swarmed by demons, and I'm just like, I would just stand still and take it.
So, regular life, huh?
Yeah, I was just standing
like
there.
Real life.
Just stand there and take it.
But no, we'll get to that in a minute, but I've been having a lot of fun with Doom.
Yeah, it's a fun game, but like you said, we'll get into that. Back half of the show. The second period.
And there's just a lot of whiskey all of a sudden in my face, and I'm dealing with it, all right? I'm having, can I just have a moment?
What have you been up to, Ryan?
So he played Whiskey Simulator 2017.
Let's get into the news.
This one's brought to you by Charles right here.
Oh, man.
Shared this with us earlier this week.
So, there's a game coming out for Sonic. Sonic Forces. It's holiday 2017. And it gives the internet its most asked for feature. They will have a character creator.
Sonic the Hedgehog character creator.
You can finally bring your shitty fan fiction to life.
You know what? I loved how the article on Kotaku
features the shitty character.
Features Chester, the bespectacled wolf dog.
Oh, really? Was it? Did they
yeah, right
that?
There.
I didn't see
Chester, that. Chester, the bespectacled wolf dog.
In the first sentence. Oh, fuck.
That's
I stopped paying attention after the first sentence, apparently.
Look how proud.
It's in the first sentence.
He's so proud that somebody found his fan fiction.
Oh, right? I've been writing stories about a bespectacled wolf dog named Chester for years.
It's pretty good. A lot of it's super erotic, but not like tastelessly. Like, it's not like supernatural, incest stuff.
No brothers on brothers. Yeah, it's mostly just
very, very
human.
Tasteful. Yeah. it's wolf dog on teenage girl stuff.
Well,
it's really good.
Anthropomorphic wolf dog. I don't know if you'd call that bestiality. It's like half bestiality.
Okay. All right, I'm with it.
Ish. It's bestiality-ish.
It's the soy milk of bestiality.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. The soy milk of bestiality. That's right. Chester the bespectacled wolf dog on female. Female.
So they're enablers. They're enabling.
Like, I have no interest in this specific Sonic game. But now I can't wait for it to come out just so I can see the fucking terrible characters.
Yeah. This is going to be a lot of fun for us.
What was that Twitter feed you found?
Dude, I forget the
fucking
name.
Was it poorly drawn Sonic or something like that?
Badly drawn Sonic fan art.
Something like that, yeah.
Feed that is just, oh my God.
I'm following them.
It has been fucking
gold. Hilarious shit and some very disturbing shit.
Right, like some of it, like it's hilarious because you can tell this is something that like some 9-year-old kid came up with. And it's their dream of the awesome Sonic character.
Mm-hmm. Bad Sonic fan art.
Yeah, follow them on fucking Twitter. Good goddamn.
That's some funny shit right there.
If you ever want to be just amused, depressed, and disgusted, all within maybe about 2.5 minutes of each other. That is it, man.
This is what the game's going to be. All of this stuff is going to be, now people are like, I have an outlet and I can do it. And make it look like I didn't draw with a crayon.
So it's DeviantArt, the video game.
Pretty much.
DeviantArt, the game. That would be a great Newgrounds game. I bet it already is.
It probably is. It has to be.
So there's 7 different animal types to choose from, each with different abilities.
This part blew my fucking mind.
So the wolf automatically draws in rings when near them.
That's the best one right there.
Sounds useful. Well...
No, definitely not the most useful.
The cat keeps one ring after being hit. Sounds like the cat can't die.
Yeah, it has unlimited lives, basically.
It should only get 9 person. Okay, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the rabbit, which has a longer invincible time after receiving damage.
Like where you're flashing?
Yeah.
Well,
that's silly.
The dog restarts with 5 rings after you die, so you just... If you die, you start with 5 rings.
But you usually, when you restart in Sonic, there's usually like you just jump.
There's at least 5 rings
right
nearby.
There's
usually
rings right next to the spawn point anyway. The bear, Ryan, that's for you. You could be a bear.
You blow enemies at their home? Is that what this is?
You blow enemies away with a homing attack.
Oh.
Also, I thought you were more of a call bear. You know?
A call bear?
Yeah, you just got to get a hotel for that.
That's like heat-seeking money shots here. Is what it sounds like.
I host.
Half PayPal, will travel.
You could be a bird.
What is the new one? Vimo or whatever?
Venmo?
Yeah, do you Venmo?
Venmo,
yeah.
I don't care for. I've never used it, but it basically...
This would have nothing to do with any kind of employment affiliation at all, I see.
Venmo, owned by PayPal.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It is owned by PayPal.
Was not aware of that.
Being integrated into... Anyways, that's something different. But Venmo, every time you buy something or send money to someone, it posts what you're doing. It's a social media... It's a social media payment app.
Oh, so there's a feed, too.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So everyone knows what you're buying or who you're sending money to.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Millennials love it.
Yeah, they do.
Why do I want everybody to know that I paid for a fucking blowjob or some shit?
This is why privacy on the internet is really in danger, is because millennials don't give a fuck who knows what. They want everyone to know everything.
All right, like, to be fair, like, most of the stuff, whatever, you know what you know, but there's some shit you want to keep discreet. Like, I don't want everybody knowing that I could afford to pay, like, $500, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to know what I got, bro.
Right.
I want to get robbed.
You don't need to know that.
I think I'm broke. Please don't rob me.
Right? This is why I'm broke.com.
Right?
Go because I spent all my fucking money on stupid shit.
What? Oh, wow. I really did not know that's how that worked.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Venmo has a feed. But
that is. Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
Not a fan, personally. So anyways, back to the Sonic Forces. Right. You can be a bird, they have double jump abilities.
All right.
Then finally the Hedgehog, which they collect rings when getting damaged. I don't know what that means.
So, okay. So you get hit, you lose your rings, then it automatically collects your rings once you get damaged.
Why lose them at all?
So then I'm invincible.
Same with the cat. It doesn't make sense.
Come on, give me more animals.
That's all of them. That's all seven.
We did all seven? I felt like you skipped something.
Nope.
Did you say rabbit?
Wolf, yeah, you did. Rabbit, cat, dog, bear, bird, hedgehog.
Huh.
That's a great acronym there. WRCDBBH.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it spells work.
Work band.
Work. That's going to be Lil Wayne's next song.
I know this is going to just... It's going to blow up in their face.
Oh, it's
going to
be fantastic.
I'm telling you, Chester the Bespectacled Wolf Dog is sexy looking.
Ugh. Yeah? You give it?
He is.
Would you give it?
Hell yeah. I'd rub my genitals on him.
All right. Fair enough.
No penetration. It doesn't look like he has genitals of his own.
You know, that's a very valid question.
These things don't wear pants.
If they don't have pants and they don't have genitals...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they have genitals.
How are new ones made?
They're tucked in.
They have genitals.
Okay.
Yeah, they like unfold like, and they're just like.
Make that sound again.
That may be one of the nastiest things I've heard in a very long time.
That's what it sounds like when an alien egg opens.
Oh my God. Oh, dude. Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Next in the news, Ryan, didn't you discover this one?
Did I? Which one's next? Witcher series.
On Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix is making a Witcher series. I guess more based on the books than the heavily successful video game franchise.
Radio
games.
Andre Sapkowski finally found a way to make money off of this.
Yeah, because that man does not like those fucking games.
He does not.
Not one goddamn bit.
If Netflix is like, you know, past success has been any indication, it should turn out really well. I mean,
yeah, I mean
they've been treating Marvel really well, doing good stuff with their franchises.
It could be good. I'm just a little over all of the Witcher circle jerking.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Read like all the book or a whole bunch of the books at least.
I read three of the novels.
Yeah.
There were only three at the time, and I was like, "Is this it? It doesn't end the story. It kind of doesn't even like give any closure to what's happening in that book. It just ends.
All right, that's how the best books end.
I was like, well, there has to be more, and now there is. I think five books instead of just the three. But
like, I don't know. I'm with you. Like, I tried as hard as I possibly could with The Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, in my opinion, it's just not good. Right. And I just don't get it. I do not get it.
There's so many people who are nutting over that.
Dude, yeah. Like, there are think pieces like every fucking week about how amazing the relationships in that game is.
Huh.
Tell me how you really feel.
You just fuck everything in that game.
And then man.
So, like Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Nah.
The relationships in Mass Effect are real.
They're real, bro.
They make me feel.
Me and Cora, we got a real connection.
Yeah.
Can I just stop you for a second? Can I just stop you for a second? Let me get in my soapbox.
Can't finish.
All right.
I have been avoiding everyone else in that game, every single romantic entanglement, because I fucking wanted to bang the co-pilot, and then I find out she's a fucking lesbian.
She tells you, like, 2 seconds after meeting her that she's not going to
fuck you.
I wasn't
listening. I was just looking.
She literally says, you're not my type.
The redhead?
I was trying to make myself her type.
Nah,
by
man.
Pestering her over and over again.
The way to make yourself her type is to restart the game as a female.
But right. She's all super into religion, too. So how can you...
Oh, that's your type?
God hates facts. It says it right there on the sign.
Oh, God damn it.
I seen it on the internet.
Oh.
Is she a highly Christian lesbian?
Yeah, apparently.
Well not Christian per se. She's very spiritual.
Spiritual.
They go out of their way to not say that anyone believes in one specific faith.
It's non-denominational.
Like, they literally say you believe in a God.
Yeah.
So they don't say in God, just a God. So you can go ahead and choose who a God is.
Yeah. You know who the God I believe in is? The man,
Thor?
The man in the mirror.
All right.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. All right. So Netflix Witcher series. Excited?
I'm on reserved? The fence. I'm reserved.
Okay.
I'll go in expecting little.
Like, I'll watch it.
I expect, like, epic kind of Game of Thrones type stuff, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, from my understanding, it's not really, like, on that scale. Like, the stories are smaller, right?
In what?
In The Witcher.
No, first book, it's a collection. The first book is a collection of short stories that he wrote.
Okay.
But then everything after that is a epic.
Oh.
I guess the look of it. I mean, maybe not the...
Okay.
Maybe not the entire size of, like, Westeros, but, like, just the feel of it. Like, I want it to be very... I want it to seem more authentic. Unlike Arthur, which was seemed like modern but old.
Yeah, I mean, in whatever country, Poland, that Sapkowski is from, in Poland, he is considered to be like their J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay.
They fucking love him, and these stories about The Witcher are Lord of the Rings scale fandom in Poland. Absolutely.
Huh.
And so that's a big reason why he hates the video games. Is because A, no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
And seriously. B, they don't follow his books. And C, he took $100? What, he was a fucking
Yeah,
just paying for the property.
He's like, no one's ever gonna play nobody plays video games.
Right. Who the fuck would do that?
A waste of fucking time and money.
It's true. That's all right. Well, thanks for coming, folks. Appreciate it.
Right? Nobody plays video games, so we're done.
We're out of here.
So, yeah, he's quoted as saying, I'm thrilled that Netflix, and this is probably in Polish that he said this, but he said, I'm thrilled that Netflix will be doing an adaptation of my stories, staying true to the source material and the themes that I have spent over 30 years writing.
Nice and petty.
Yeah. So I'm excited about our efforts together, as well as the team assembled to shepherd these characters to life. He's going to be a creative consultant on the show, but the studio that is doing it is a studio that has done most of the special effects in the video game.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Okay. All right. So I guess there'll be like a little bit of visual continuity then.
Oh, he should fight one of those.
Platige Image S.A., whatever that is. South America, probably. Platige Image is the studio.
Maybe South America.
Oscar-nominated visual effects studio Platige Image S.A. is doing the show. They have not stated whether it's CG or live action, so we don't know.
It better
really
be fucking live action.
I would assume.
I cannot stand CG.
I would assume. I hope so.
Yeah.
But it is the studio that did all the animation for the game, so it could...
It could be pretty good.
Theoretically be CG, entirely CG.
Hmm. I'm done. I'm out then.
So, who knows? Yeah, they did the cinematics for the games. So they could... They've already got all that shit made.
Yeah.
They could theoretically
just repurpose
and make it a TV show.
That would be fucking hilarious, though.
I'm going to actually go out on a limb and say that's probably what they're going to do.
So who
that would
play,
be hilarious
plays...
if they did that, because then he's literally getting paid for assets from the shit that he didn't get paid for.
Yeah.
So
he's getting run off.
Oh, yeah. Some sloppy seconds.
Who plays The Witcher?
They have not announced anything other than
you.
That it's happening. Oh, who do I think will play?
You think it's going to be an unknown?
I think it'll be entirely CGI.
Really?
Yeah. The studio that did all of the cinematics from the game is making this TV show.
Okay.
That's what we were just talking. Were you not here?
No. He stepped out. He came back.
Okay. So. I missed that.
No, I was here.
I think they're going to repurpose.
Did you see how much whiskey was in here?
It's half gone already. I think they're going to repurpose all of the stuff they've already used to make the cinematics for the video game.
So, like, banging on that horse trophy.
Unicorn?
Statue.
The unicorn.
Unicorn, thank you.
Unicorn.
Fucking on a unicorn, bro.
A stuffed unicorn.
Yeah.
That poor unicorn.
What he should have done is
stuffed
the unicorn.
Just so you could bang on
top of it. There like,
you should stuff the unicorn and then fuck on said stuffed unicorn.
No, like, she's just sitting on the back of it. And he's just fucking his stuff.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Like, you should just double up.
She could ride the horn
there you go.
While he bangs the unicorn from behind.
These are the choices we need in video games.
So you need threesome?
So they're essentially doing like an Eiffel Tower.
Well, no, see.
On the stuffed unicorn.
You bang the unicorn, then you bang her. It's a unicycle.
Or, oh my goodness. Thank you for that, Charles. It took a second to sink in what you just did there. That was good.
I'm very proud of myself right now. I'm not going to lie.
That was good. We can't top that. Let's move on to the next new
game. So loud. It's so loud. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Some details about the new Assassin's Creed have been announced. I'm excited about this.
Tell me about it, stud. I actually have it all pulled up. I have a whole bunch of details right here.
The main voice actor will be Chris Hardwick.
So if we could just nuke Ubisoft from orbit right now.
Now, let's wait till we'll get to that later, but South Park. They're releasing the new South Park as well, so I'm stoked for that.
Am stoked for that. I'm actually stoked for both of these things.
I'm super stoked. It's going to be, speculation is that it'll be another trilogy.
No, so there was this happened the other day. There was a leaker on the Reddits. A leaker on the Reddits. As of today, it was yesterday. So, anyways, so it's going to be called Assassin's Creed Origins. It's going to take place in Egypt, and it will be a trilogy.
All right,
The first one will be set in Egypt, mm-hmm. and then they think the next two will be set in Greece and Rome.
Okay, and then that's
ancient Greece and Rome.
Okay, all right.
So I'm totally down with that. I think you could do a lot of really fun stuff in Egypt.
I see myself getting mad already.
Egypt. Also, no more guns, which is great because guns just make. I mean, I want to shoot arrows and stuff. I want to be stealthy. I don't want to shoot a gun off and set off every fucking guard in a 5-block radius.
Bombs, yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah, I want to be.
And the hook shot. I'm sorry, I loved Syndicate, but the hook shot really.
Yeah.
Come on. That was a little much. Guys.
It was fun.
Like I know that you guys aren't a huge fan of it, but if this gets closer to the first Assassin's Creed, I'm completely okay with that.
I liked Assassin's Creed until it got repetitive. Like the first one, where it's mostly just like sneaking up on dudes and stabbing them.
Yeah.
I'm totally down with that. I love the stealthy elements of the game.
Mm.
The guns make it way too easy.
Yes.
I never use the guns.
Yeah.
I would use them when I got just like, I would just be like, fuck, this one's gonna kill this.
The only time I ever use guns is when I have to like use a gun to get an achievement or fulfill.
Or like use it to blow up like dynamite. It's like you have to blow up the dynamite. Right. You have to use the fucking gun. Or
like this mission has like submission things that you can get to get 100% sync. You have to kill 3 people with the gun.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever use the gun is when it tells me I should.
Yeah, okay.
The rest of the time, fuck the gun. That's not fun. Secret hidden blade every time.
Yeah.
Stealth,
man.
It's Assassin's Creed, for fuck's sake.
But
anyway, I think this is going to be fucking cool.
Yeah. A few things that this leaker had said was, one, that the climbing towers to unlock the map is going away. One of the staples.
Christ.
Really? I like that.
No more synchronizing?
God fucking damn.
You don't have to climb the towers anymore. I like it. You don't like it?
No.
I like that, too. It is a little repetitive, but I always just get a huge fucking kick out of getting to the top, and then the music, as it spins around, and you hear the eagle.
And not only that, like, a lot of them, like.
And then the leap of faith. I always get a rush in my stomach when I do the leap of faith.
Well, in the newer games, they started doing where you had to, like, take back the tower. You have to go in there and, like, burn the flag.
Yeah,
like,
I enjoyed that
kill
part.
The captain and
I
stuff.
Enjoyed that aspect.
And then you take the tower. That made it way better. And they could have continued on that road, but I don't know.
But
I
this is
done with it. Or you could have even went in there and taken it over and did the tower thing or whatever, which is probably not a lot of towers in ancient Egypt. But and then not had to climb it. Went in there and killed everybody, and then it just shows you on top of the tower. You're done with it. And then you could do your leap of faith.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to climb it. Why do you hate climbing so much? Are you afraid of heights?
No, it's not even that. Just fuck, man. How many of these fucking towers am I going to climb?
There's
like,
a lot.
Like 70 of them bitches.
Yeah. It's you got to see everything.
Yeah, no.
You got to catch them all.
It makes sense. How else are you going to know that there's a codex page inside that building unless you climb a tower?
That's what I got fucking snitches for, dog. Some of these little fucking kids out there.
Snitches get stickers.
There was also a few screenshots posted.
Well, yeah.
By the way.
Exactly.
If you tweet us.
Stickers are collectible.
If you snitch your own address to us, we will send you stickers.
Please DM your address. Post it on Twitter, please. Yeah. Send in a direct message.
DM us your address. We'll send you
or
stickers.
Or email me at Ryan@CasualCowards or Chester@CasualCowards.com.
Snitches get stickers. That's the new saying.
You're inviting people to slide into the DMs.
There was a few screenshots posted of looked like some a guy with a bow and arrow on a boat on a river. So there will be maybe some river type stuff.
He's on a boat?
On a boat. Don't you ever forget.
Is he sailing to the Lonely Island?
Yeah. Going down the river?
And really, there's no, apparently no
Can
multiplayer.
Can I get another soda?
No multiplayer in this one, again.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I never enjoyed the multiplayer.
I don't know.
The multiplayer in Assassin's Creed has never been good.
Well, no. They had those co-op ones that me and Chester were doing were kind of fun. If they would have done it better.
Co-op Unity was cool.
If they would have, they could have done that better.
Mm.
Other than that, it's been real blue.
Yeah. I was never a fan of it, ever.
I'm excited. I'm glad they took a year off to kind of iron all this fucking shit out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the way that, because like all the information about, well, not all of it, a good portion of the information about Assassin's Creed came out in an earnings call that Ubisoft had. And the way they're making it sound is that they're not going to do most of their franchises every year anymore. Good. Which is fucking great, dude.
Yeah. Good. Release them when they're, like, look at fucking GTA. It's still, like, fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still buying it, and people are still fucking playing it.
Right,
because they waited, and they released a really polished game.
Well, yeah, and they built anticipation for this
shit.
Yeah. Like, I have no anticipation for a game that I know is going to be out every fucking October.
Yeah. Wait, what about Madden?
Like, I buy Madden, but, like, it's because I want to play a football game. Like, it's not
then
because I'm
play
like...
the one you already have.
Yeah, there's nothing with rosters and shit.
Is this a black dude thing?
Nah, man. Because they're... There are far more super enthusiastic white folks about Madden than there are
really?
About... Really? Oh, fuck yeah,
well, because I was telling you a couple weeks ago, there's a dude at work. All he plays is NBA 2K.
Yeah.
Black dude. Buys it every year. I'm just saying, like, we play Assassin's Creed, and you can have Madden. And then we can recognize that we're all different, but we're the same on the inside.
But nah, man. Just, like, I think it's cool if they're going to do at least even every other year for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Because the way they made it sound, they're going to space it out. We're like, all right, some years we're doing Assassin's Creed and Rainbow Six. And some years we're doing The Division and Tom Clancy.
What was the new Tom Clancy one?
Ghost Recon, Wildlands.
That looked neat.
Yeah, dude. That game's fun, man.
Is it?
It's very fun.
I might have to get that because it looks cool.
It's usually on sale.
You know, speaking of GTA still being popular... I discovered, thanks to Kotaku, I discovered a Twitch stream. It's a 24-hour Twitch stream of an AI that just drives.
So you can learn how to drive.
It doesn't learn, because the guy who controls it said he was in the future he's going to add memory to it so it can learn.
Oh, it doesn't have memory yet.
Okay. It doesn't have memory. It just, based off of what's happening in that particular second, it's like 0.043 increments that it interprets what's currently happening.
Okay.
In the upper left, there's a feed of what the next command is in the coding, but it just drives, and when it gets stuck, it just resets back on the road. But it pretty much, I watched it for about 15 minutes, perpetually has 3 stars.
Really?
It's just because it just runs people over. It rams into other cars.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's just constantly driving. And oftentimes it's just in the ocean.
So it's the Uber self-driving car.
Yeah, exactly. When I first fired it up, it was over and over again trying to drive up the side of a mountain.
Oh,
just... Drive up, slide backward, drive up, slide backwards. Meanwhile, there's cops surrounding it. It's got 3 stars. And then finally, it just reset back to the center of the freeway and just took off, ramming cars.
That's fucking great.
It was hilarious. And its name is Charles.
All right. Sounds like my driving style.
So there's that. I don't actually know what the name of that Twitch feed is.
Go to Kotaku.
It's one of their featured articles right now. So it's up at the tap. There's a picture of a car underwater.
Speaking of Kotaku, which I think I'm reading this on Kotaku right now. Why do we get all the news from Kotaku?
Because other gaming, quote, news sites don't have actual news.
It's true.
It's buried under a lot of other shit.
Go to IGN. There's no gaming
news. Did you watch last night's episode of The Flash?
Yeah.
Was that on last night?
I use that as an example.
And even with Kotaku, I have to wade through like 17 pages to find 5 articles for us to talk about.
I've tried looking on Reddit. God, what a fucking shithole place.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I figured like they would have, because people are always posting something, but it's all just like, hey, look, I got a Zelda tattoo, guys.
Right. Right. And N4G is just reposting of articles from somewhere else, mostly Kotaku, sometimes DualShockers. I do check DualShockers sometimes, but a lot of the stuff they post is Weeaboo stuff that I don't talk about. Weeaboo
it's stuff. Way too Japanesey.
Way too Japanesey. So I just mostly go to Kotaku for my news.
Right. Speaking of Reddit, can I bring this up real quick?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to. So if you were on R Gaming last week, there was a picture posted of the Ghostbusters 2 cartridge. It looked like it was filled with slime. Did you see that? Anyways, that's actually a guy here locally in Phoenix. I forgot his name. I want to say it's Jared.
Mike Jones.
Anyways, they call him Mr. Wizard, and the guy makes a lot of repro cartridges. Everyone kept like, oh, I don't remember that when I was a kid, like, because it didn't fucking exist. The guy made it.
Right? Like, you would fucking know about that.
Yeah. Right? You'll see it on Facebook. Only 90s kids will remember this.
Like, no kids will remember
right?
that.
Only 90s kids will remember this thing that didn't exist in the 90s.
So if it blew up pretty good. Let's see that right now. Holy shit. 57,000 upvotes.
Wow.
So if you saw that and you want to get one, he is going to start selling them again on, if you look on Instagram and Facebook, under Mr. Wizard Reproductions, I think is what it's called. If you want to get one of those, he's got them going, and you can get one, and you can pretend like it was always like that. Plus, it's Ghostbusters 2, and not a lot of people played that, and it was much better than the first one.
I never played this.
I never played either of them.
Yeah, most people didn't play the second one, like or even knew it existed. Yeah. And I don't remember why, and I'm sure Dirk will correct me in the chat right now. But apparently, it was much better than the first one. So
okay,
because the first one didn't really have any of the elements from the fucking movie. It was one of those games they just like shoehorned a bunch of fucking shit in there.
Yeah, yeah, some shit happened. There you go.
Yeah,
but here's 4 characters.
Well, wasn't the first one basically just Mega Man?
You know what? I don't remember.
I didn't play the first one on NES. I played the Ghostbusters game on the Sega Master System, which was very different from the Nintendo one.
All right.
Yeah, and I never beat it. It didn't make any sense.
So hold on.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man would just destroy the city.
All right.
And I never figured out how to stop him.
All right.
You have to shoot him with your laser.
So if you show
pack backpack,
the game had some weird, very
sack lunch,
a lot of elements to it.
All right,
okay. The main screen of the game was a top down view of the city, right? Kind of old school SimCity style, where it was just like blocks, and there were buildings on each block. And as you're kind of playing through the game, time's passing, right? And occasionally, a little ghost icon would appear on a city block.
I remember that.
And you'd have to go there. And to go there, then it would switch to the second part of the game, which was just a top-down view of a car driving, kind of like, what was that old Nintendo game where you top-down car, just kind of, you just move left and right between lanes to avoid cars. Occasionally, there'd be a ghost on the road, and if you had bought the upgrade that sucks in ghosts from your car, then you could suck in that ghost and capture a ghost and make a little extra money.
Spy Hunter.
And then eventually you get to your destination, and if you weren't fast enough, you would get to the destination, and then it would just go back to the top-down city view, because the ghosts have already left that area.
This doesn't sound very fun.
It wasn't fun. If you were fast enough, then there would be some ghosts, and you'd have two little guys on the screen who shot their beams, their...
So you kids call it nowadays?
They're phaser. What are they called? Phasers?
No, streams. No, hold on. It's
a packs.
Proton pack.
Proton
pack.
They shoot their proton beams straight up. Straight up, and you would move them closer and try to capture the ghost in the center.
But don't cross the streams, right?
And then it would get pulled into your trap. And then you'd make some money, which you could buy upgrades with. Eventually, after, you know, a half hour, an hour has passed of doing this over and over again. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man would start randomly appearing and destroying city blocks. And if you try to go where he's at, he's always gone by the time you get there. So you would just waste time by driving.
What?
And then And then he destroys the city and the game's over.
This game sounds pretty fucking terrible.
I never figured out how to beat this fucking game.
Well, pick it up on Instagram and Facebook now. Mr. Wizard. Wait, I think it's a different game.
So that's my childhood in a nutshell.
I never figured it out.
Never figured it out.
The Chester story.
Oh, man. Oh, apparently another... have you heard of another Metroid 2 remake?
What are we talking about? AM2R?
Yeah, AM2R.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's selling repro carts of that.
Oh, that's pretty well. Cool. Because technically you can't get that anymore.
Yeah, so he's selling those on his Instagram and Facebook as well.
Okay.
If you want to go.
AM2R is supposed to be pretty good.
The guy does really fucking awesome work. So we saw him at...
Now, is Nintendo going to shut him down?
I don't know. Maybe one day.
Okay.
What's the gaming convention here in Mesa that we're going to?
Game On?
Game On. Thank you.
Game On Expo?
We saw him there last year, and he had a tiny little arcade cabinet that he built out of Raspberry Pi. It was like this fucking big. It was adorable. But it was fucking awesome, man. It was very responsive, and it felt tight. But it was really cool. Like, you could take it to the bar with you. And be like, hey, can you plug this in for me? And just sit there and play games like an asshole. But no, yeah, he does really fucking good work. And
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Hope that works out for him, man.
Yeah, hit him up. Hit him up on the IG. Hit him up on the Facebook.
Sweet.
On the Iggy.
Yeah.
Until he gets shut down.
Until they get shut down by Nintendo. I know their lawyers love shutting people down.
Nintendo's weird, man. Instead of making money off of selling their own IP, they spent money on lawyers suing people who are providing fans with the fucking shit that they want.
Speaking of which.
Is IP the right word?
Yeah, you're the right idea.
So
I've had some vodka.
That is a very good segue into the
next story.
Nintendo doesn't make enough amiibos.
Nintendo doesn't make enough anything.
I was going to say, take amiibos out of it. Nintendo doesn't make enough anything.
Anything.
So people are now starting to pirate amiibos. And I know a guy.
This is one of the reasons why I want Nintendo to eat a dick. Is because they don't.
They don't take care of their fans.
They create their own false demand by not creating enough supply.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. And so people get taken advantage of on eBay.
Oh,
that was weird. I had a glitch. on eBay and Amazon and Craigslist and all these sites where people just sell used or you know, they buy shit and then they sell it brand new for five times the price because Nintendo doesn't make enough.
Yeah, man.
And they can get away with it because, Pete, the demand is there.
And the resale value on some of these things are fucking disgusting. Dude, yeah.
Remember those the NES Classic thing? How much those things were fucking going for? Like $1,000.
Yeah, there's some they're going for $1,000.
It was fucking ridiculous.
One more reason why I say Nintendo secretly hates their fucking fans.
Like there was,
I don't think it's a secret at this point.
This story specifically is about amiibos, but like I think it was like the Woolly Yoshi amiibo that was reselling for like $700-$800 because it was so rare.
Fuck! What the fuck?
No. So now you can buy it, and I'm sure, again, Dirk will correct me in the chat. There's the little...
That's why I closed the chat.
The chips or cards or whatever you can buy, and just download your own amiibo and put it on that little card, and you don't have to worry about the false demand thing. You just get whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And I know he's been doing it for a while. He sent us some pictures a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a fucking amiibo is. I have a Wii, and it's over there.
Let's go ahead and just give. Let's give Nintendo his full name and address.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be doing that after the show.
But he's not selling them, so
he's not.
However, if you are going to send him an email. It has to be addressed to CC Eat a Dick.
That's right.
But Jesus Christ. Well, I was looking. So you can get them at GameStop or wherever for $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, their DLC, right?
If they have enough in stock.
Or you can go to eBay and get whatever one you want, the super rare one or whatever, for $10.
But it's not the actual figure, which a lot of collectors want.
Right.
But for a lot of this extra content, you have to
But at least it gives you the weapon or the armor or whatever you need for the game.
So,
yeah, like, that's a practical use for it.
There's a lot of practical things you can unlock in the new Zelda game that you can only unlock with these amiibos. So people can't actually buy them unless they want to spend $100 on eBay to buy a used one or a a brand new one that somebody else bought for $13 and is now selling for $100.
You know, it's really fucked up. So if you already scanned the little Amiibo card, mm-hmm. can you reuse it on a different console? Or yeah. is that it?
Yeah. Because it's, okay. it's basically just NFC.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. NFC. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
So, so Nintendo is taking money out of their own fucking pockets because now they're paying these lawyers to sue the people who are selling what they won't fucking sell themselves.
Yeah, like, I'll pseudo play devil's advocate here. Like, the history of gaming is littered with companies. Like, I would say the most prominent one recently is THQ, of companies that went all in on peripherals and ended up going out of business for it. Mm-hmm. And I get where Nintendo's coming from. Like, they don't want to just take a hit on just going all in on Amiibos and overproducing
Nintendo
them.
Has always been about peripherals.
I know.
But not they're not all in. You're
dude,
right
remember
that.
The Super Scope?
Dude, yeah.
Gangster.
I was you more of a that thing. I was more of a, what was the Genesis one? That was the...
There was a Genesis one.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the you, only
you,
games
you
for
you loved it, but you don't fucking remember it? No.
The Lawmaker or some shit like that?
Super
no,
Scope!
The law...
Super Scope.
No, the low macro. The Lawmaker was the fucking thing that came with Lethal Enforcers.
There was like three games for it, though.
Yeah,
and one of them was a Toe Jam and Earl game where you shot tomatoes. Yeah, that's all I remember.
I think it came with Lethal Enforcers packed in it. Yeah.
Oh, Lethal Enforcers was an okay shooter.
Yeah, I fucking love Lethal Enforcers, yeah. man. But either way, though, like clearly they don't want to go all in on it, so they don't have like warehouses full of fucking Amiibos. But the thing is, like, almost all of the Amiibos are of, like, classic characters or variations of it that you know are going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't shit with Mario's name on it that's going to come out and not sell.
Right.
It's Mario.
But it's like, all of the Zelda-related ones are what are hot now because
of the
Zelda game. What does that say? Let's settle this like adults.
It's just got, it's I'm just wearing, a, we're talking shit about Nintendo and I'm wearing a Nintendo shirt.
Well played, sir.
Well played.
Oh, Jesus
Keep
Christ.
Your enemies close.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, Nintendo does this to themselves.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They create a demand, mm-hmm. and then they sue whoever fills that demand.
Right. And that like that's,
we were going to get around to that eventually.
That's the shit right? that's mind-blowing. Like,
it's fucked up.
Like,
it's
we'll
stupid.
Take the AM2R thing. Like, it's basically a remake of Metroid 2 because people are fucking dying for another Metroid game.
Mm-hmm.
And Nintendo just refuses to get one made, basically.
Yeah, we'll get around to it.
Yeah, like, we know.
Eh, eventually.
Oh, it's all right. There's already a new one. It's only available in Japan.
Right? Like,
because Japan is the only audience they care about.
But, dude, like...
Which is, like, a 19th of their fucking fan base.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, you're right. Like, I think the fact that, like, headquarters for Nintendo is so based in Japan... And Japan is so isolationist.
Yeah.
Create some of these problems.
Bro, that's racist.
It's isolationist.
Yeah.
Isolationist.
So your wrist is like.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
But like over in Japan, like shit is weird. Like every time a Dragon Quest game comes out, mm-hmm. like they like games usually come out on Fridays there. No, I take that back. They usually come out in the middle of the week. But they specifically had it so that when a Dragon Quest game comes out, it has to come out on a Friday. It's a law. Like, not even trying to be funny. It's a law that Dragon Quest games have to come out on Friday.
Otherwise, specifically people don't go to work.
Exactly. Specifically so people don't call out of work. Like, that's how crazy that country is.
Yeah.
Like, even Nintendo was struggling to sell Wii U's, not just because the Wii U was bad, because it kind of was.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the country as a whole is kind of moving away from console gaming.
Oh, they love that mobile shit.
Oh, they fucking love that shit.
All about it. Well, they spend half their lives on the goddamn train.
Exactly. So, like, they kind of base all their strategies around what's going on in Japan. And it's like, it's all well and good, but yeah. most of your business isn't coming from Japan anymore.
Well, like, Sony is based out of Japan.
I mean, they quickly learn, okay, we can't do this Japanese shit anymore.
Right?
Like, they clearly learn from that.
They cater to every part of the world, and they're very successful doing it.
Yeah. Like their rock bottom was the PlayStation 3. Like, the PlayStation 3 was, no lie, like, a Japanese console from, like, the early 90s made in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And, like, the early life cycle of the PlayStation 3, they got taken to the fucking woodshed for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they recentered, they're like, all right, we can't do this shit the same way anymore.
Right.
And ever since, like, they've been on a hot streak.
Speaking of
Woodshed
Dragon Quest,
I started watching Ash vs. Evil Dead again.
Did you see the blue blob controllers for the PS4 that came out?
Yeah,
it's weird,
fucking weird, dude.
Very Japanese.
I do not understand the obsession with the slimes.
I don't either. The blue slimes, that's what they're called.
I don't get it, dude.
Anyway.
Are we done talking shit about Nintendo?
Never.
For once, please.
Nintendo, how many dicks can they eat?
Oh, I think... No, it was GameStop. They
GameStop can eat three. Nintendo eat one dick.
Okay, they still
just
have one?
Just one?
One and a half?
Do they get grandfathered in? I mean, because they did a lot of good stuff in the day. So
with Nintendo's thing,
just a taste.
Like,
okay, three quarters of a dick?
Just a taste.
I'm going to upgrade them to like a dick and a quarter.
Okay.
Boy.
1.25 dick.
Yeah.
For Nintendo's
like, you know, you got your main dick course and they're like, you know what? Get like a doggy bag.
They're
do
run,
you want dessert? Oh, yeah, I think I do.
Right?
They're run by old-ass Japanese dudes who are, you're right, isolationist.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking stuck in the 80s and they hate the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like our government.
Nintendo, no shit. Nintendo needs new management. They need new blood.
Yeah, like,
that's what I think.
The best thing that could possibly happen to Japan, and they'll never do it, is to promote Reggie.
Watts?
Yeah.
No, Reggie. No. All right, Reggie Fils-Aimé, the My Body Is Ready guy.
Yeah.
He's the head of Nintendo of America.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets it because he's here in the States. Like, if they could promote him to a position that's higher up within the chain...
He may get there eventually.
Eventually, like when he's
but
like
they're 90. A Japanese company, it would be very disrespectful to promote an American.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty much... he's like the president of Nintendo of America.
Right.
That's pretty much... That's as high as you can get here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Nintendo needs to get out of the dark ages.
Yeah, man. Time to globalize, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, the Switch is very successful. They did something right there.
Yeah.
I almost kind of want one.
But this Amiibo thing they're doing is they're just
bullshit.
I wanted one for a second,
They're just giving a middle finger to their fans.
Then the word came out that they're going to make an SNES classic.
That's a rumor. I don't think it's true.
I don't see how they don't do it.
They should, but they discontinued the NES Classic.
Right. It makes sense. Discontinue the NES Classic, because now it's time for the fucking SNES Classic.
I think they're just going to try to sell the shit through their online store.
I have an SNES Classic. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's called a PC with an emulator. Yeah. Free emulator software.
Also, I think there's a Nintendo, one of those bags.
To be honest, bros, if they come out with that SNES Classic...
You going to get one?
Oh, fuck yes, man.
Would you pay $400 to somebody on eBay?
Oh, fuck no. Like, fuck no. I will be smart, and I will have my girlfriend pre-order for me.
There you go, folks. If you don't have a girlfriend, get one.
Yeah.
Step one.
Because she's usually off when I'm at work. So
step
two,
have your girlfriend pre-order. If you're married, get a girlfriend.
Wait.
Have her pre-order.
Right.
The SNES
Classic. Well, if you're married, have your girlfriend and your wife pre-order it.
There you go. Double down.
Because when you go to your girlfriend's house, you have some shit.
Remember the KFC double down?
Oh,
so
you put what a gross sandwich.
See, you take your two SNES classics, right? You slide an NES classic in the middle.
There you go, with some mayonnaise and some cheese.
Yeah. Boom. Done. That's a meal.
Done.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to go off that last point?
We don't need to discuss it really, but they finally announced a release date for the new South Park game, October 17th.
Which is great.
Super fucking stoked.
Cool.
Is that a Tuesday?
Pretty sure.
When do games come out? Tuesdays, right?
Tuesdays, yeah.
Usually, who cares? You can pre-order it, though.
Right.
For special tally content.
Well, no, I was doing math.
Yeah.
Tally is one of the pre-order bonuses?
Tally is a pre-order bonus. It was, I did see on the new trailer, it said it didn't say anything about it if you pre-order it, but when you buy it, you get the Stick of Truth for free.
Well, that's pretty cool.
But I already had the Stick of Truth. I just yawned.
But you don't have it in like fucking 1080p, 60 frames per second.
You got to have that 1080p for that true South Park quality.
Yeah, man.
I have to tell you.
Like, you got way too few P's, bro.
I got to tell you a secret. Everything looks 480 to me.
Like, if them P's ain't stacking up to 1080, Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Everything looks 480. To
Everything's all pixelated the time. In his one eye.
Get your peas together.
There are no peas here.
You need more peas.
Everything's
bro.
In 480i.
Hey, dude. Soon you'll be able to replace that broken eye.
You'll take
with robot eye.
With the robot eye.
Finally.
Christmas lights are blinking. Anyway, so I'm excited about that. Ryan and I are excited.
I don't
excited.
Know why I never load game music on here. I really should. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, some Doom music would be good.
Yeah, here you go.
There we go. Because we don't want YouTube to shut us down for using copyrighted material.
Music from E1M1.
Yeah. So should I just play Master of Puppets?
Pretty much, yeah.
So. Let's get into the last half here. Doom. 2016.
Finally, 1 hour and 15 minutes later.
Has it really been that long? I don't think we need to specifically talk about a game every episode anymore. I think we can right. bullshit enough about whatever's in the news. But anyway, let's talk about Doom.
Oh, man.
Loved it.
You're right.
Charles?
Wrap it up. It was a fucking great game, man.
It released 1 year ago, May 13th, 2016.
Oh, damn. That's actually perfect timing on our end.
Right? Which is rare.
Right?
That we do anything timely. By id Software, the original makers of Doom.
Yeah.
Still fucking exist. Still putting out some good shit.
Yeah, man. Like, and it's kind of a big deal.
There you go.
There you go.
There we are.
That's a new version of the original Doom song, too.
No, this is the original Doom
song.
That
is the original.
This is the original UNA1.
Wow.
It's not Master of Puppets at all.
Not one bit.
Not even a little. Published by Bethesda, who we know from...
So, hold on.
Elder Scrolls.
Pause for a moment. I think we kind of need to throw Bethesda on the eat a dick scale too, bro.
A little bit.
For what?
Well, last episode we talked about how they were suing Prey for the Gods.
Suing air. Oh, they're suing air fucking Bethesda. Body.
Oh, they're suing everyone now, too?
Bro, like, if your shit has even, like, a letter, shit, that's the same as when your game
should
titles.
Should I turn this off? Are we going to get sued?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Like, dude, they are suing the fuck out of everybody.
That episode picture you chose, we're going to get sued for that.
Dude.
I can't wait.
On top of that, like...
Can't use the word Doom, either.
Like, with their games now, like, I usually aren't... I'm not that big on reviews, but, like, I respect people who care about reviews. Mm-hmm. They do this shitty thing where they release their games on Friday, and then they get the release copies to all the outlets to do it the exact same day that it comes out.
So no one can pre...
So you have no clue what the game is about before it even comes out.
That's fucking stupid.
That's really shitty, dude.
You can't get gameplay footage and say, like, oh, yeah, I'll pre-order this.
Yeah.
What? Do they offer pre-order?
Well, yeah, of course they fucking do.
Because everybody does.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you're pre-ordering.
Exactly.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, dude. Like, my thing is, like, if you're going to do that, that's cool.
All right, Bethesda.
There has to be a demo.
Eat a dick.
All right.
I
stamped on them.
We have three different companies that we regularly tell to eat a dick now. So there's Nintendo, who's up to 1.25 dicks that they need to eat. GameStop has to eat 3 dicks.
Man.
And that's, in my opinion, low.
Okay.
I could tell GameStop to eat more dicks. I won't. We won't get into that because I could easily spend another hour and 15 minutes on that.
We'll just leave it at the fact that GameStop could find their nearest Dick Ponderosa, Dick Golden Corral, Dick Old Country Buffet, and just go to town.
Dick Sizzler. Okay.
All right. Dick Sizzler.
That's my poor name.
Richard Sizzler.
Oh, man.
Dick Sizzler presents.
What was I going to say?
So Bethesda. Eat at least
Doom,
one dick.
Dicks. I don't know.
Let's we were talking about the game being good.
Let's talk about Doom.
Fucking A. Okay, so Doom. Other games by the developer. Doom.
They made Doom.
No, and Quake.
Wolfenstein. Quake.
Wolfenstein.
Fucking loved Quake, man.
Like, these guys.
Fuck yeah, man.
Wolfenstein shit. 3D, one of the first.
It was the
first
original.
Person shooters
yeah.
to ever, like, hit the scene. And make an impact. Like, I remember watching my dad play that as a kid.
Dude, I remember playing that with my dad.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
I remember
man.
Playing
I barely
that
remember
and,
my
like,
dad.
Like, sitting in my dad's lap playing that on the PC, watching him play it.
Dude.
Ryan, I'm sorry.
Sore spot. Just keep it moving.
Talking about our dads. Anyway, moving
on. No, I don't
on.
Care. I don't care at all.
No, id's been around for fucking ages.
Dude, id pretty much invented the first person shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good
dude,
on
and
you,
and they're still making good fucking
so,
games, man.
Main character doesn't have a name.
Doom guy,
simply as the Doom
Slayer.
Oh, he's the Doom Slayer now? I thought he was Doom Guy.
We'll get to that in a second because there's an explanation
for There's a backstory for Doom Guy.
Yeah.
It's a good backstory, too.
It's a good backstory. It is the most self-aware fucking story in a video game ever. Oh, man. Yeah.
And you were watching, and I was reading the backstory for the Doom Guy.
Yeah.
In Deckard Cain's voice.
Yeah.
Stay a while and listen. I do a good Deckard
Cain. He was doing that on Twitch. Whenever he would read something on the screen, he would do it as Deckard Cain.
Yeah.
So,
but kinda, it's straight out of, it's very Diablo-esque. I mean, it's anything hell-related.
Like, to kind of spoil it,
in Deckard Cain's voice.
Like, they were a little ambitious. They basically said that all previous Doom games, they're the same fucking guy.
Same guy.
And, yeah, he's been on ice for a little while and just woke up just ready to kill some fucking
demons.
He's
more or less immortal.
Yeah. And, like, I was so confused because it's not like most first-person shooters now where the villain has to have this tragic backstory where they're clearly just trying to make him, like, the Joker from The Dark Knight. You're like, I can understand where he came from. Nope, fuck that.
You don't have to feel for the villain.
But then at the same time, they add all these extra fucking layers to, you're a dude with a shotgun, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm very confused. Then on top of that, like, your dude is very purposely a fucking idiot.
Smashes things.
Everything. Everything.
He smashes things.
From so you're Ash from Evil Dead. You're just a big dumb idiot.
Like, from the first minute of the game, like, you wake up.
Yeah, I think that Ash and this character have a lot of homage to each other.
Oh, yeah.
With the shotgun and the chainsaw.
Well, you can tell that the guys from id are big Evil Dead fans. Because even in Quake, when you would kill someone on QuakeNet, it was like you were killed by someone's boomstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, dude, obviously big fans.
Well, you shot 9-inch nails from your nail gun.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, they love metal. I should work at id.
Yeah.
I love metal.
You could be a PR guy.
And I love Evil Dead.
Id.
There we go. Like I'm in.
Just from the first fucking minute of that game, like, so you wake up, waking up out of a fucking sarcophagus or some shit, because you literally got unearthed from hell.
Mm-hmm.
You kill a couple demons, and then some dude comes on the intercom like, all right, man, shit's bad. It's all right. We're going to work together. Fuck that, I'm punching this video screen.
Right, you smash the video screen.
For no fucking reason.
Just shut up. And that's how I felt during most of those cutscenes. I was like, shut the fuck up, I want to kill demons. That is my purpose here.
It's so fucking great.
It's very self-aware.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Aspect.
Oh, man.
Like, enough with the cutscene. But then, like, you also have to, like, destroy those power sources.
Yeah, and
that
he's
voice
like,
is like,
okay, just press this button, you can disable it.
Press this button to disable it, and then slowly remove it. And you're just like, smash, smash, smash. Like, it's like, no!
Like, at one point, like, you're turning one off, and he's like, okay, so you broke the last one, that's fine. Just so you know, you don't have to destroy them, disable it. And, like, you stop for a second as you're about to punch it, and then you stomp it instead.
You stomp it. And then the last one, he's like, this is the last one. If you destroy this, humanity is left without a power source. Smash, smash, smash. Okay, great. Humanity no longer has a power source. Right.
Oh, so okay. You're Snake Plissken.
Oh, dude, it's fucking amazing.
It's good stuff. But that's Samuel Hardin, the voice that's trying to navigate you through this.
Yeah.
Who was a scientist who had brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when his body died, they uploaded his consciousness into this android.
Right.
This android is able to pass through the portal to hell and back because he's not an actual living thing.
He has no soul.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
So living things cannot pass back and forth other than
the Doom Slayer.
The Doom Slayer, who is somehow able to pass back and forth.
Oh.
So some missions you're in hell, some missions you're on Mars.
Yeah.
You're the only living thing that can go back and forth.
Dude, and some of the fucking Easter eggs in this game that just call back to the older games are fucking amazing. Like, you remember Doom 2, right? Mm-hmm. Where, like, the final boss was the giant fucking head. You had to shoot rockets inside the gaping head wound.
Right, which was just...
It was weird.
And that fucking, hard as fuck.
That fucking head is in a level in the game. Yes. And if you shoot a fucking rocket into the hole, it spits shit out at you.
Does it?
Fucking yes.
So, I didn't... Full disclosure, I didn't play the new one.
You watched me play for an hour,
though? I
didn't
watch this play. So, what enemies made the jump from the old Doom to the new Doom?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Because I saw the evil eye, or whatever it's called on Doom now.
The queso demon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Caco demon?
Yeah, the queso demon.
The cockhole demon. And
the cuckold demon.
Floating bowl of cheese demon. Dip, bro. Coming for that ass.
The cuckold demon.
There was the guys that
likes to watch.
Throw green shit. I can't remember their names, but...
The Baron of Hell?
Yeah. Baron of Hell, yeah. But there was a lot of new enemies as well, which is
they're all the same much, ones. Did they redesigned. Have the,
or they just look new?
There were a few
they
just new
looked
ones.
No, I don't. Were the Knights of Hell in the original Doom?
Yeah,
there were a few new ones, weren't
Boy,
there?
That was a long time ago.
They're all the same. Just
they're
redesigned.
All the same ones, just redesigned.
I don't know, man.
A few of the same sound effects too.
Yeah,
but yeah, the flaming skulls, the
those fucking things,
all of them, even the antagonist Olivia Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Who is mostly robot. Right. She's like a head attached to a robot's body. She's the one kind of driving this portal thing. She wants the demons to come in. She apparently at the end turns into the... You remember the giant spider brain thing?
Yup.
Yeah.
Spider mastermind, bro.
She turns into that at the very end.
Right?
Somehow transforms into this giant
it's
spider
gross,
brain
actually.
Thing. Is it?
Yeah,
I looked up pictures of it because I didn't get that far in the game.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's the new design. That's kind of true to the original. I didn't know there was a transformation scene.
It's fucking gross. Oh, dude, like,
she's gross looking to begin with.
I know, right? Like, it's just amazing that they managed to write such a love letter, basically, to a game from fucking 1992 or some shit.
Well, that game put them on the map.
Right?
So.
But it's good enough to be a modern game. Because, it has enough of the shit that you get from games now, because there are upgrades for everything.
Oh, I could go on for days about the upgrades.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot my list of upgrades. Crap.
Well, there's a couple on here. I mean, obviously, the chainsaw. The chainsaw is like one hit, one kill, but it also takes a lot to get it going.
Well, they took... In the original, you had the chainsaw. Well, it was in Doom 2, you had the chainsaw.
It was Doom 2, yeah. It was in the original Doom 2.
If you were hitting an enemy with the chainsaw, they couldn't fight back.
Right.
But it still took a while to kill them.
Right.
With the new chainsaw, it's a one-hit kill.
Instant fucking kill.
But depending on the difficulty of the enemy, it uses up so much fuel.
Right.
And you can only hold so much chainsaw fuel.
Yeah.
So you kill an enemy, as far as I'm at, I can hold 7 chainsaw fuel.
Okay.
And some of the bigger enemies, like the Baron of Hell, the giant dudes with the horns that throw green things at you, they take like 5
or
6 fuel.
They take a lot.
So you one-hit kill one, cool, good. He's out of the fucking way.
But there's all your gas.
But then you still have other enemies, and you have no more chainsaw gas. So you have to find more gas before you can use it again.
That's I was watching him on Twitch. He's like, well, that took all my gas.
Right?
and the thing is, the way that a game is designed, it introduces a nice strategy to it. Not just because of that, but the whole game is designed around glory kills.
The glory kills I fucking loved.
Yeah.
It's very God of War. Hyper-violent.
Yeah.
But for those that don't know, basically any enemy that you kill, as long as you don't, completely drain its health, it'll flash, and then you can melee it, and you do just a ridiculously over-the-top kill on it.
Oh, they're fantastic stuff.
Some of them are just, curb stomps, some of you rip a horn off.
What was it, the Baron of Hell, where you rip his fucking horn off, and you stab him with it?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
The bull dudes, what are they called? Where they just run at you, that's all they do, is they run at
those
you.
Those dudes are fucking annoying.
When you glory kill one of them, you just rip out one of its fucking big canine teeth and then just, slit its throat with it.
Yeah, dude, it's so fucking so over the top.
Yeah.
But when you do that, that gives you health.
Yep.
But if you kill somebody with a chainsaw, it gives you a shit ton of ammo. And the game purposely makes sure that you have little to no ammo. Just so you can get that back and forth of saying, all right, let me chainsaw these guys to go ahead and get some health. Shoot some guys, and then glory kill them to get... Well, I'm sorry, chainsaw them to get ammo, and then glory kill them to get health.
Another thing I noticed was certain weapons work better against certain enemies.
Yes.
So I'm constantly cycling through my weapons, whereas with other FPSs, I'm like...
Pick one.
This is my favorite weapon, I'm going to use this the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
But in Doom, I was constantly switching weapons. I'm like, all right, this weapon works best against this. This mod for this weapon works best in this situation. This weapon works best in these enemies.
Yeah.
It was great. I really celebrated the entire catalog of weapons in the game.
And you just don't do that in shooters these days or games, period.
Yeah.
You pick your one weapon that you're happy with and you learn how to play with it and its deficiencies, and that's it.
Yeah.
But
even the pistol, which had unlimited ammo.
Yeah.
But the little zombie dudes that you Yeah, are just kind of fodder.
Yeah, just killing the fucking pistol.
One hit kill if you hit him in the head with the pistol.
Or like what I used to do. What I do with those is like I'll kite a bunch of them together in a group and then hit them with the super shotgun.
Nice, because you unlock that best ability of the super shotgun by getting multiple kills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
awesome. Or you shoot one. If you need health, you shoot one 3 times in the body or legs with the pistol, and then he flashes, and you do a glory kill, you get health.
It's fantastic.
Great. It's great. They're like they exist to feed you health when you need it.
Pretty much.
Dude, there was a lot of moments, and I didn't play it. I just watched Chester, that it made me very antsy. Like, he would run into an area, and it's like real quiet, and then there's ammo. And about to happen.
Oh, yeah, you know you're fucked when you see ammo.
And he would run in, and just like, there's 4 ways for enemies to come in, and it wasn't one at a time. It was just like, bleh.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
It's just, what they call it, the battle system they call push forward combat, which is the kind of idea that there's no reason to hide behind things.
Yeah, you cannot sit still.
There's, yeah, you are constantly moving. You're in the enemy's face.
Because you did that, and you tried to, like, there was a pillar, I think, in one of them where you were trying to stay in the back and shoot him, and then you actually beat it by running in and past the enemy and then up some stairs and all the way around and seriously walking backwards and shooting the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. Like,
and it worked great.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. You have to move constantly.
It's just like, don't be a pussy. Fucking get in there.
There were a very few situations where I would bottleneck the enemies by standing in a doorway and I'd like strafe. I'd pop out, kill a guy, hide again, reload, pop out, kill a guy. Very rarely did I get into a situation where that was workable. Usually it's just balls to the walls.
Gotta move.
Fucking run in, kill as many people as you can. Try to take out the big guys first because they're the biggest threat. Or sometimes take out the little guys so then you can concentrate on the big guys. It's you don't know.
Like,
you
dude, fucking like, know.
Just fucking fight.
Like, and if you don't know how to fucking circle strafe, you are so fucked.
Right?
Oh,
and
man.
I was so happy when I finally got the BFG 9000. I knew they would have to include that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Ultimate Doom stuff, right? Well, not Ultimate
game,
Doom, but...
Even the very first Doom had that.
Yeah.
But that whole game...
I didn't mean Ultimate Doom.
Okay.
I meant Ultimate Doom. Like.
It's like the quintessential Doom.
That's like the Doom thing is the BFG.
Dude. Oh.
The whole game is an homage to the original.
Yeah.
And Doom 2. And that,
did they have this fake Pantera music in it?
There was some...
They have some pretty generic fucking new metal shit going on.
Yeah, there's some metal in there, for sure. But,
it's appropriate, though.
Yeah, when I got the BFG, I think you were watching when I finally got that. I had to solve that puzzle where I kept dying because I didn't know what to do. I finally figured out...
The laser puzzle?
Yeah. When I finally figured out I had to shoot the little red lights underneath the lasers. Like, how did I fucking know that?
Right when you figured that out, I was looking it up, right?
Oh, you were?
Right
when
you were doing it.
Like,
I got it. And I'm reading, I'm like, god damn it. I'll never be a
hero. And then they got the BFG 9000, which you can only hold like 3 ammo for that.
Yeah.
But it just throws whoever's in the room.
Everything. It's super OP. Fucking you can't have like 50 rounds for it.
Right? Whoever's in the room, you shoot that once. Dead.
Done.
Clears the room. It's fucking so useful.
So, you want to do a pros and cons?
Sure.
Yeah.
Pros, upgrades. Upgrades for days. All the fucking upgrades. You upgrade everything. I wrote down.
It has 3 different fucking upgrade systems.
I wrote down all the different upgrades and I like multiplied how many upgrades there were. It was in the 80s. There's like 89 something, and I hadn't even counted the health, armor, and ammo upgrades into that, so that's plus another 12. So it's like 90 something upgrades.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it's not overwhelming, though. That's the thing.
It feels...
it out loud, it's like, man, that's a lot.
Well, like, almost every weapon has 2 mods. So if you find the little floating robot that gives you a weapon mod, you choose which weapon mod you want.
Okay.
But then each mod has like 3 to 4 upgrades. Okay, so there's 2 mods per weapon, 3 to 4 upgrades per mod. Then you have your suit upgrades. There's 4 different classes of suit upgrades with 4 upgrades each.
Jesus Christ.
And then you have 4 health upgrades, 4 ammo upgrades, and 4 armor upgrades.
Right. I figured this was like Doom. It was just like murder everything.
But the thing is, like, for the last 2, like the suit upgrades and the health upgrades, Like, you get those just by exploring. So, yeah. And then you get points for the, like, the weapon mods. The
weapon mods.
Either by completing challenges, which you can see on the map, where it basically just says, hey, do these things. Or just by being good at combat.
Killing a lot of enemies gives you weapon upgrades. Completing the challenges, which is, like, killing enemies in a specific way. Mm. And then finding secrets.
Yeah.
All three of those give you weapon upgrades.
Challenge things you were doing. What were those things?
The glyphs.
The glyphs. Oh, yeah. And I forgot about the glyphs. There's the glyph upgrades.
Right. Which, those aren't that bad either.
I watched Chesha do a few of them, and they looked
The challenges are tough, rough, yeah. But it's not hard to come upon the challenges.
Okay.
Finding the glyphs is not tough.
No.
Some of them you have to really search for.
Yeah.
But then completing the challenges can
Dude, they're tough, sure. man.
I was watching Chesha do one, and like after three or four times, he's just on the Twitch stream, he's just like, I'm giving up. I'm going to give up. Like, yeah, you should fucking give up.
I was like, I'm giving up. This is the last fucking time I try this. If I don't finish it, I'm giving up. And then I actually finished it that one time.
Like, oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off in your pros, man. Go ahead.
No, that's it. The upgrades all day. Oh, one other thing that I wanted to cover was the Easter eggs. You can unlock classic levels.
Oh, yeah. I watched you play some classic levels, too. The original first Doom level.
I only found one classic level, and I went into this cave, and there was this skeleton wearing a Skyrim helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh fuck, it's a Skyrim homage. And it actually had an arrow in its knee.
Yep.
And I was like, that's badass. I took some screenshots, and then I noticed, oh, there's a lever next to this. And I pulled the lever, and it unlocked a classic Doom level. So he watched me play a classic Doom level, which
it was cool because like I had the same enemies.
It was like the map and the graphics were original, but the enemies and all the, you know, the heads-up display and your weapons and everything were new. But it was...
Yeah. I miss Doom Guy down at the bottom. I wish they would have, like, thrown the Doom face. Guy down there. Yeah.
I miss the expression when he did the eyebrows.
Like, you get more beat up as you take more damage. Yeah.
But those are my pros. I fucking loved it. I can't think of any cons other than... I mean, when I played the beta for the game, was the multiplayer... And I was not impressed.
Yeah.
I have not played the new multiplayer. I've heard nothing good about it. So that would be my con, but I haven't experienced it personally.
They should have done it like classic Doom multiplayer, where you have to do like enter someone's IP address.
Oh, shit. Like fucking land to one up, bro. Person.
Right? Yeah. It was like a straight up LAN party.
Got to sign into fucking inplayer.net. God damn.
But as far as, okay, the one thing I would want is multiplayer. Co-op. The only co-op that exists is in the user-created levels. They do have level
fucking
creator.
Snap map.
You can create your own levels, and they do have co-op in that. I would love to play through the actual game with a friend. That would be amazing.
Okay.
That's the only con I can think of.
For me, pros definitely have to be depth, man. Like, it gave me more and less than I was expecting out of a game, and it was perfect for doing it.
Like, it actually gave us some story to it, too. Yeah. Which the other games didn't give us any story, really, other than there's a portal to hell on Mars.
Right. And you got your little blurbs at the end of each episode.
That's got to be even bigger on a game like Doom, because you expect Doom to just be like, hey, go shoot stuff. That's Doom. Like, just go shoot stuff.
Like, I was expecting to either be just completely bare bones and be like, all right, you know what the fuck you're getting into.
Yeah.
Or to, like, go super over the top with it and just pile way too much story on it.
And most of the story was optional.
Yeah.
It was all you could read if you want. There were a few like glyph stones that told you about the Doom Slayer out loud.
Yeah.
But if you walk away from it, the voice vanishes.
Exactly.
So you kind of have to just sit there and listen if you want to hear it.
Stay a while and listen.
Right? Stay a while and listen. And I just usually ran off, and then like if Ryan was watching or someone was watching, I'd read.
Yeah.
In Deckard Cain's voice, because you have to read anything demon-related in Deckard. The Herodric Stone.
What else you got?
The Last Herodrum.
The pros. That combat is so fucking good, man. Like, I can appreciate how well they tailored everything to just making you think on your feet. Mm-hmm. You can see when you're about to get into a fight with enemies coming. Like, you can see from a mile away.
Yeah, I'm in a room full of health and ammo.
It's super quiet right now, and there's health and ammo everywhere.
Health and ammo, I have no shit to jump on other than shit that's conveniently all in a straight line. Huh, all right. But, like, they anticipate you seeing it coming, and they just hit you with everything they fucking can. And it's like a puzzle. It's like, all right, cool, figure your way out of this. And you have to be smart and, like, keep, you know, keep moving, yeah. Know which weapons to use. Like, and I think the fact that they did the classic, you know, gaming way now, at least on console, that is, of switching between two weapons, like, you know, when you hit the switch weapon button, just whatever your most recent one was, swap mm-hmm. between those two, that made it even more tense, because then you're like, all right, cool, like, I've got my shotgun and my plasma rifle, but shit, I need the fucking Gauss rifle for these guys. All right, cool, let me stop, switch to the Gauss rifle, think it through for a second, and then, all right, cool, let's do this. Like, it made it even more tense, which is fucking amazing. But the one thing that damn near fucking ruined it was the goddamn multiplayer.
Yeah.
That multiplayer is fucking trash.
So even, it just never, like, you played the beta and you didn't like it.
The beta, it reminded me of, like, what, Unreal Tournament? Or Quake Online, like, the multiplayer. Dude,
it's not even that good.
Dude,
QuakeNet's the bomb, bro.
Where it was just kind of like, really high-paced chaos.
Yeah, like they went through for the feel of original Doom multiplayer,
yeah.
Of it being fast-paced. But the thing that made original Doom multiplayer great was that basically, if you took like one or two hits, it was a fucking wrap. Like, especially if somebody had the fucking rocket launcher. But in this, like, you can take four rockets basically directly head-on,
yeah.
And still be alive.
Yeah.
Like, that's not... No.
That's bullshit.
I remember, exactly.
For Doom Guy, that's too much.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The thing where you become a demon for a short time...
That's fucking... Oh, it's so cheesy.
But it's fun when you're the one who's the demon.
Exactly.
That was fun. In the beta, there was just the one level you could play.
Mm-hmm.
And the only demon you turned into was the Revenant, I think? The giant skeleton with the rocket launchers on his shoulders?
Yeah,
the Revenant. Huh?
Sorry.
That's a comics reference.
Okay.
Although that didn't rhyme, bro.
But I thought that was cool. When you were the one who got to be the demon, that was fun.
It's nifty, yeah.
But when someone else is the demon, it's not as much fun.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, man. Speaking of comic books, if I can go back and add one more fucking pro, they slip in a reference to the fucking Doom comic book at the very beginning of the game.
There was a Doom comic?
Oh, yes, there is a fucking Doom comic book. And it is amazingly bad.
Yeah.
It is terrible. And it's famous for this one panel where Doom Guy just runs up on, I think it's like the fucking Cyber Demon, and basically just gets a fucking hard on at how big this fucking demon is. He's like, that's fucking great. You're fucking huge. You know what that means? You have fucking huge guts, and I'm going to rip them out. Rip and tear.
Like, you turn into Duke Nukem?
Pretty much. So, like, at the beginning of the game, like, Samuel Hayden makes sure to slip in rip and tear. Like, it's fucking great. It's like a nice little side thing for people
Easter
who are into
egg.
It.
I'm going to rip your head off and shit down your throat,
Ryan, dude. Pros and cons?
I liked that it was Doom, but I was not a big fan of it being a first-person shooter.
Okay.
Huh, okay.
No, I liked watching you play it. Mm-hmm. It's for people like me, if you are visually impaired, like, don't, people watching on the YouTube, don't let it fool you. I'm really blind. I'm wearing contact sunglasses right now. It's really hard. It's dark and red.
I have a question.
Which is weird, because it's Mars.
Do you wear two contacts?
Like, one in each eye?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're blind in one eye.
That's true.
So why wear a contact in
because
that
if the one in my left eye, which has actually happened to me before, if the one in my left eye falls out, they're matched. I have the same prescription.
So you have a backup?
Pop one out. So I just pop it out of the right eye and put it, because if it that's falls really out of my left eye, I'm fucked.
Yo,
I am
son.
Absolutely fucked.
That's fucking genius.
Dude, this is like contacts, the lethal weapon of eye contacts.
Yeah.
You got a backup.
Yeah. My contacts are fucking -16. If I lose one, I am fucking blind. Forever.
What is your glasses prescription?
It's like -1.5 and my astigmatism.
Okay.
In the glasses.
Wait, all right. Hold on.
He has to double up.
All right, so
or
hold
he wears
on.
The
now,
Coke bottle.
Now I have another question. So as a person with an astigmatism,
yeah,
like that just means that one eye sees better than the other. If the other eye doesn't fucking see at all, how is it an astigmatism?
No, I can see.
No,
astigmatism. I can see colors and like colors and movement.
Okay.
Pretty much. But nothing will ever be clear in this eye.
Okay, know? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I thought astigmatism was another fancy word for farsighted, short-sighted.
No. My eye is misshapen.
Right. Well, I have astigmatism.
I think I'm pretty sure that's what an astigmatism is.
I can see things close up, but I can't see things far away.
No, you can have an astigmatism and be farsighted.
Okay, my glasses are off right now,
so I'm
and
just
the whole world is leaning to the right. everything. Everything in here is slightly skewed to the right. Hmm. When I put my glasses on, it kind of just straightens out a little bit.
Huh. All right. Yeah, it's all
weird.
Right.
Yeah, my eyes are weird.
Casual cowards of
optometry.
Optometry.
Pros and cons. It looked great. It did look great.
Oh, it's beautiful, game.
And it looked like a lot of fun. Dude, like if I loved shooters, I would totally fucking play the shit out of Doom.
Yeah.
It looked a little too intense for me, and it was very dark and very red. Again, Mars.
Yeah.
The Rock wasn't in it, which is kind of disappointing.
Right. And there was no virus.
No Carl Urban.
No virus that turns people into zombies.
No Carl Urban.
What a stupid-ass movie that was. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, the people that are going to see Doom are most likely people that played Doom, and most of us know that it's a portal to hell and
that's
not a fucking virus like Resident Evil.
The problem is with video game movies.
Ugh. Idiots.
They try to cater to everyone who's never played the
game. They're trying to reach the people that never played the fucking game.
Stop it.
Like, dog, shit. No one who has never heard of fucking Doom is like, well, let's go see that Doom movie.
Right?
No one is going to.
I went and watched it in a theater with Dirk.
Yeah, but you played the original Doom.
Yeah.
That's why you went and saw it.
Oh, I thought you said weren't.
I'm saying nobody who has never heard of, like, Doom or Assassin's Creed.
Right, like a grandpa. Or fucking they're like, oh, honey, let's go watch Doom.
I certainly like that Rock, that Mr. Rock.
I like that Rock, right? Rock Johnson.
That Rock, he's pretty solid. Get it? But, like,
good one, Ted.
But, I mean, I would definitely suggest getting the game if you haven't. It's almost always on sale.
It was, very affordable. I went to G2A and bought.
It's very rarely ever the $60. When I bought it, it was $20 on Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's on sale pretty frequently. If you're planning on PC, it looks amazing on even the shittiest of machines. I have no clue how they did it, but they optimized that fucking game pretty goddamn
it's
well.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Like, runs 60 frames per second on everything.
Yeah.
Like, even console. Dude, amazing.
It's good stuff, man.
I'm glad it worked out for you. I'm glad it worked out for you, mostly, Chester.
Yeah?
Yeah, because when I suggested it, I was like, I'm going to throw it out here, see what everybody thinks.
Yeah, I was down to check it out. I bought it cheap. That's always helpful. Because we don't make any money off of this.
Right? Hey, we made $4 so far. This whole
we're
year.
Almost up to $4. We're closer to $3.
You made a fifth of the cost of Doom back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have to split that three ways.
You know what? I'll forgo my cut for just free, man.
You know what? I mean, we're
found sodas for everybody.
We want money so that we can make this better. So that we can buy better gear to make a better podcast.
Yeah, if you were listening earlier and you heard me fiddling with the headphones for 20 minutes.
Right, we need new soundboards, we need new microphones,
we don't need all that shit.
We need new...
We have charm.
I would love for Charles to have his own PC so he could play online with us. That would be a great investment. If you... fuck it.
Yeah, fuck these guys.
It makes it a lot more fun when we have no idea what each other are talking
about. I'm just here every 2 weeks for my fucking prison release, bro.
It's community service.
Right? Your warden drops you off.
All right, so for episode 91 of Casual Cowards of Gaming, I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester. I mean Lester.
Jig is up. I fucking knew it.